The Citrus Research and Development Foundation's Harold Browning reports on the effort to develop a psyllid that cannot spread HLB.
The New Psyllid Project is funded by the USDA. It's a five-year, $9 million funding project that started just over 3 years ago. The goal is to develop and release, sort of as a biological control tactic, psyllids that are not capable of acquiring and transmitting the pathogen. So there's a number of strategies, some really cutting-edge science to try to identify and capitalize on this. On February 8th, we had a full-day meeting with about 45 of the team members to get an update on how the science is going and are we prepared to do the rearing and test releases of these as the technology comes along. It's a higher risk kind of approach and maybe a little bit further out in time, but it offers a lot of potential as a new strategy for psyllids to complement the chemical control, the biological control that's already in place.
And we heard that there were, I think, three different prongs of it. Can you, in layman's terms, kind of very briefly tell what those three prongs of the project are?
The idea is we're creating a psyllid that's not able to transmit the pathogen, and one of the ways to do that is to manipulate the bacteria, the endosymbionts that exist within the psyllid body and in the population of psyllids, and manipulating that could cause it to compete and outcompete Liberbacter bacteria that are acquired by the psyllid when it feeds on an infected tree. So one strategy would be to use the bacteria. Another one would be essentially a genetic approach that would manipulate the psyllid in such a way that it genetically could not transmit. So when the bacteria comes into the psyllid, it would be killed. And the third one is to deliver a strategy to compete with the bacteria by way of a virus. So again, it's pretty cutting edge, and people don't realize, but psyllids have viruses that attack them, and so we're trying to take advantage of some of the existing biology of the insect, kind of turn it on itself.
At least one of your board members pretty excited about this. Has it lived up to your expectations or exceeded them, or where do you rate this new psyllid project?
Well, as I said, it's high risk. That is, it's not something that's been done in agriculture before, but there's been a lot of media lately about different strategies to interrupt the transmission of human disease by mosquitoes. And I think it's fair to say that we're kind of following that trend and trying to use it in our environment. So I'm optimistic. There's some fabulous science coming out of this. And as always, there are good spinoffs that happen when you bring a group of people together and focus them on things. So, among the group at this meeting were those that are now really good at rearing psyllids, some of the group that's working with the parasitoids and so on. But it's a good group of people, and they'll come up with some good answers.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.